Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. It was Mark Twain who once wrote, "Age is an issue of mind over matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter." Let's face it, we all age, but do we always need to look like we're aging? Is it possible to slow down the aging process? And why is it that some celebrities and other people look the same today as they did 10 years ago, while others look like they've aged 30 years in 10 years? Well, our guest today, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., has focused her studies on longevity, anti-aging, and high-level wellness for over 35 years, and she will give us 10 surefire tips to help keep our body, mind, and spirit youthful no matter our age. Sounds good to me. In one of her latest books, Choose to Thrive, she writes that the body reflects the mind and the mind reflects the spirit, and we all have within us the power to age gracefully, live fully, and enjoy a balanced lifestyle. Let's find out her secrets. Welcoming back to the program, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Dr. Susan, welcome back to the program. Great topic. I'm taking notes. Great to have you back with us on the program.
Thanks. I'm so happy to be here. And I think everyone wants to age gracefully, even if you're in your late 20s and 30s up to your 80s and 90s. And there are simple things we can all do.
You know, let's start off by talking about a topic that you've addressed several times on the program, high-level wellness. Give us some of your thoughts on this and the changes that we can expect as we get older.
Well, let me start by quoting one of my favorites, Ralph Waldo Emerson, who said, and I totally agree with this, "Health is our greatest wealth." And now that's very sage advice, because it doesn't matter. Whatever your age, your current level of health, your diet, your living habits, you can at any moment choose differently. And your new, better choices will lead to a healthier and happier life than you ever thought possible. Now, if you're a baby boomer like I am, I know you're much younger, but
yes.
I'm a baby boomer, and we all need to keep in mind that all those changes that were once labeled milestones of growing older, like higher blood pressure, fragile bones, memory loss, wrinkles, reduced vision, lack of energy, libido, they're no longer considered inevitable. And the diet and lifestyle choices that I recommend and Choose to Thrive and all over my website will help you look and feel vibrantly alive and healthy at any age. Because, and I'll conclude by saying, right this moment, your level of health is a result of the countless choices you've made regarding diet, exercise, what you think, what you believe. And maybe some of your choices have been poor ones, but you can use your past mistakes and learn from them. And it all starts with a commitment. Are you willing to make a commitment to your health? And it does take a little self-discipline. That discipline is that ability to carry out a resolution long after the mood has left you. But we can all make choices to help us age absolutely gracefully, healthfully, and happily.
You mentioned websites. Dr. Susan's websites are very simple, susansmithjones.com and bookstouplift.com. You can link onto those directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What are some of the different facets that comprise health? And you mentioned one, the big one, how important commitment is. What are some of the different facets that we're talking about?
Well, they're so simple. It's everything from the food you eat, how much movement do you get every day, to how much sleep do you get, are you drinking enough water, are you always under stress, or do you know how to chill out and meditate and breathe deeply? Because there are really three that we are eminently under control of all the time. It's what we eat, because nobody shoves the food down our throats, how we move, the exercise we get, and what we think. And those are the quickest three ways to turn things around: choosing healthier foods, having some movement in your life, and I don't mean just in the bathroom, but exercise movement shows you how my mind thinks, and also exactly what we're thinking, our attitude. Remember, it was my grandmother, Rick, you know this, who once said, your attitude is, I'll paraphrase it, she said, your attitude is like a paintbrush. You can color beauty, and you can color your life the way you want it to be by thinking about your attitude first. Cultivate an attitude of gratitude.
Words to live by, and you'll find all this information at Dr. Susan's websites, SusanSmithJones.com and BooksToUplift.com. Okay, let's go through your 10 tips to live a healthy, happy, and balanced life in body, mind, and spirits. And really, they're all interconnected, aren't they?
Yeah. Now, did you say 10? I said there were 100.
Wait, the top 10.
Yeah, let's start with one of my favorites. We just talked about it. It's to be grateful. Are you thankful for your life, regardless of circumstances or losses you've suffered? Gratitude can help you, because gratitude's like this dynamic energy that allows you to exert a mighty influence on your world. It's a connecting link between you and all channels of good in your life. So when you can find one thing, no matter how small, to be thankful for, and you hold that feeling for as little as 15 seconds, studies show that there are many subtle and even large physiological changes that take place in your body, like your stress hormone levels decrease, your coronary arteries relax, your heart rhythm becomes harmonious, your breathing becomes deeper. You get more oxygen into your system, and you're in a better mood. So keep in mind that gratitude is one of the best stress busters, because what you think about consistently brings more of the same into your life. So focusing on the positive, even during difficult times, is one of the best ways to reduce and alleviate stress and transform your life.
And it's not physically exerting. It doesn't cost a lot of money. It's just your attitude, correct?
That is absolutely right.
Be grateful is number one. Number two on the list is exercise for life. Talk about that and how that exercise process changes as we get older.
So Henry David Thoreau, all my favorites. I started with Emerson. Here's Thoreau. And pretty soon we'll all come up with a Twain quote, who was born on my birthday, Henry David Thoreau said, "An early morning walk is a blessing for the whole day," and he's so right. Studies show that people that exercise in the morning are the most successful people, because they get it out of the way, and then they have no excuses why they can't work out later in the day, because it's already done with. Exercise is a key to youthful vitality at any age. Nothing does more to make you more vibrantly healthy than a regular fitness program. You know this, because I know you're into it as well. But it unlocks brain power, physical stamina, and mental clarity. It also gives your skin a youthful glow and puts wings under your confidence. So we need a balance of strengthening, like a weight training program, with a little stretching and your aerobic activities. You want to make it a priority and a non-negotiable activity and stay committed to it. And if you want to lose any weight, remember this. Muscle burns fat. It's that simple. And exercise increases muscle. It alters its chemistry. It tones it. It increases the metabolic rate. So to lose weight and keep it off, you've got to make exercise a key component to your health program.
A lot of the information we're talking about today, well, first of all, is on the websites, SusanSmithJones.com and BooksToUplift.com. And in the book that we've talked about on this program, Choose to Thrive, by our guest on the program, Dr. Susan Smith Jones, the topic, Aging Healthfully, Happily, and Gracefully, 10 tips for living a more sacred, balanced life in body, mind, and spirit. We talked about exercise for life. Here's one that I like, and it's so difficult to do. Just when you think, okay, I'm going to do that, something comes at you 100 miles an hour, and all of a sudden, you're acting like you're 20 years young again, and you're out attacking the world. Slow down, you talk about that. The importance of slowing down, taking a deep breath, and the impact that has on us.
I know, easier said than done. But I always say, set aside between 5 and 15 minutes. If you really only have 5 minutes, that's still better than nothing. just for yourself, for some quiet, for some silence, for meditation, for deep breathing. It will revitalize your body and your spirit. And if you're into meditation, or even if you aren't, you don't have to be a Buddhist monk to know how to meditate. You just find a quiet place somewhere in your home. Usually, Rick, the one place where people won't bother you in your home, can you guess where it is?
I'm thinking I can, yes.
It's the bathroom.
Yes.
But even the corner of a bedroom or somewhere, maybe before other people get up in the morning, you just sit quietly. And I like to bookend my day morning and night. I like to start off on a positive note and end with some quietude. But you just close your eyes. You can focus on your breathing. Inhale and exhale slowly and deeply, and focus on the sound and rhythm of your breathing. It's amazing what happens in a few minutes of doing this, where those same physiological changes I just described that happen when you think about things for which to be grateful, your stress hormones go down, your coronary arteries relax, your breathing becomes more harmonious, you're more deeply oxygenated. And it's just simple to do. By the way, on my website, SusanSmithJones.com, I have two audio books that I recorded in professional studios, beautiful with some music in the background. But one is my audio book, Wired to Meditate, and the other one is my Pulitzer-nominated book called Choose to Live Peacefully, which I recorded into an audio book. And they both tell you all the ABCs of when, where, and why and how to meditate. And by the way, Emerson, he said, what lies behind you and what lies in front of you pales into comparison to what lies inside you. So meditation really puts you in touch with that never-ending fountain of peace that's inside of you.
You talk a lot about diet. We've talked on a number of programs about how to choose a diet. In this listing, you talk about eating a colorful, fiber-rich diet. Talk about how to go about doing that and the importance of it.
You know, there's so many diets these days.
Yes.
That are competing for our attention. It can be befuddling. But my grandmother, you know, my brilliant grandmother, Fritzi, she used to say to me when I was a teenager, my nickname was Sunny. So she'd say, Sunny, I want you to eat real food, not junk food. And she always reminded me not to overeat because that puts stress on the body. And she said to emphasize plants or produce. And what my grandmother meant was to choose whole foods that naturally occur in nature, not processed and packaged creations that we did have when I was a young girl that long ago. But they're always masquerading as food, many of these processed and packaged creations on the market now. And fiber-rich produce is the most important health care that your money can buy. And when you emphasize lots of fresh fruits and vegetables, that correlates with reduced risk of cancer, obesity, heart disease, and diabetes. And also, the high fiber keeps your digestive system humming along the way it was designed to. So I would say that when you're trying to figure out the best way to eat, mostly plants is a pretty safe bet. And then add in some lean protein. And of course, if you can, like from my kitchen gardening, but grow some sprouts or buy some sprouts like broccoli sprouts and alfalfa, which are so good for your body.
With us on This Week in America, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, her website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can link on directly to Dr. Susan's websites by going to our website. We're going through 10 tips for living a more sacred, balanced life in body, mind, and spirit. We're up to being kind and enthusiastic. Talk about the role that plays.
Yes. So one of my key secrets to living healthfully and gracefully and happily, too, is to champion high self-esteem. And this begins with taking loving care of yourself. So often, and especially for women, we want to take care of everybody else in our lives, and then we're running on empty. So you want to treat yourself with respect and kindness. That's a great place to start. one of my favorite authors, Jane Austen, the British writer, she said, "There is no charm equal to tenderness of heart." And I like that because I always recommend to people to go out of your way to do something nice for someone else. Maybe you offer a hug to friends or colleagues. But these days you got to be a little careful, you know.
Yes.
So do it with good common sense, I would say. And whether or not you feel it at all, we're all connected by our hearts, and we all just want the same thing. We want to be appreciated, valued, respected, and loved. And it's important to let that inner enthusiasm shine in everything you do. Young children know how to do this well. Emerson said that enthusiasm is the mother of effort, and without it, nothing great was ever achieved. The successful person has enthusiasm. And Mark Twain, I love this, he said, "Kindness is the language with the which the deaf can hear and the blind can see."
Once again, words so powerful and very simple, and if you remember those, you actually will feel better. You'll actually age better. We're talking about aging healthfully, happily, and gracefully. Our guest is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. You're listening to This Week in America. Back with Dr. Susan after these messages. Okay, we've got basically 7 minutes coming back.
Okay, I'll just talk quicker.
Okay, that's cool.
No, we're good.
We're fine.
This is perfect.
Okay, let's start now. Welcome back This Week in America. Thank you for joining us on the program. The topic today with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones is aging healthfully, happily, and gracefully. 10 tips for living a more sacred, balanced life in body, mind, and spirit. We're up to one we've talked about a lot, which is body hydration. Talk about the importance of that, and again, it's something that we all should be able to do every day.
It is simple, and yet people forget about it. You don't want to underestimate the importance of drinking ample water every day. If you drink a lot of carbonated beverages and lots of caffeinated coffee and soda pop, these dehydrate your body. I'm talking about good, purified, especially alkaline water, because proper fluid balance is essential to release the wastes and toxins from the body, to achieve a healthy glow, to give you energy, to beautify your skin, and to support the kidney, the liver, and brain function. You've got to drink, 6 to 8 glasses of water throughout the day in between your meals. And the next time you think you're hungry, enjoy a glass of water first and wait 10 minutes. Because chances are you're probably thirsty and not really hungry. And if you want to help yourself to not overeat, take a big glass of water on an empty stomach and drink it down 15 to 20 minutes before a meal or snack, because it's a very effective and inexpensive appetite suppressant. My favorite water, of course, is purified alkaline water. We have limited time today, so I would just say go to either bookstouplift.com or especially susansmithjones.com. Right on the home page or over under favorite products, you can read about water, how to drink it the right way, how alkaline water benefits the body, as well as an alkaline diet. If you eat lots of fruits and vegetables and drink good alkaline water, your body will be more alkaline, which means you'll be healthier.
One of the tips you have, and we're talking about the 10 tips to a living a healthy, happy, and balanced life in body, mind, and spirit, and this is good for you and for other people. Number 7 is get involved and volunteer.
So find ways every day to be of service. Get involved with your church, your temple, your school, your child's school, a community project. But whatever you can do, volunteer a little bit of time. Maybe you drive an elderly person to a doctor's appointment or myriad other ways I recommend in my books, Choose to Thrive and Be the Change. Show by your daily actions how much you care, because when you do that, it literally will make the cells in your body vibrate at a higher level and will put you in a better mood. As you help other people, it makes you feel better.
Yeah, I mentioned this is something that is beneficial to others as well as it is to yourself. We're back to movement now. One of your list is detoxify the whole body year round. So that's different than the movement we talked about before, but it's very important.
Yeah, detoxify. Now, I know our time is limited, but some of the ways I keep my body detoxified year round, I don't just wait for the first few days of January, but I do it by, I have an infrared sauna. So I take infrared saunas where you sweat a lot, and that's, your skin is your biggest eliminative organ. It's the largest organ of your body. I also take molecular hydrogen tablets and breathe in from an inhaler hydrogen gas, which is a great detoxifier. I emphasize lots of raw foods like fruits and vegetables. I drink lots of water that helps to detoxify the body. And I emphasize lots of greens in my diet, whether it's green smoothies or leafy green salads or steamed green vegetables, because as my grandmother always used to tell me, I'll never forget her voice saying this, "Sunny, when you're green inside, you're clean inside." And she's right. Because why? Because all that green has lots of chlorophyll in it. Chlorophyll is green coloring in plants. When you buy broccoli and it begins to turn a little yellow as it gets older, it's losing its chlorophyll. But the more green you get in your body, the cleaner it will keep all of the 70 trillion cells.
One of the tips, tip number 9, we're working our way through the top 10, take time to tune out and tune in to God. Very important.
I love that. So every once in a while, I say, now this is another one of those easier said than done ones, but get in the habit of doing this. Turn off the TV, the iPhone, the iPad, the computer gaming system, and spend quality time talking as a family or with friends or just alone breathing deeply without engaging in technology. Take a tech fast. I always suggest that 1 day a week or 1 to 3 hours daily. Turn off all tech devices and the TV too. You know, Rick, that most people are totally addicted to their tech devices.
Yes.
And studies show that in-person communication skills are suffering as a result. And when you tune out to all these tech devices and tune in, that's where you're at one with God. That's where you feel the peace and the joy. That's where you get brilliant ideas. That's where the fountain of vitality is. We just need to do that a few times. Well, let's just say at least once a day, but a couple, 3 times if possible.
And then you'll decide, I sort of like this, and all of a sudden you're doing it on a regular basis. I've got about a minute left. We're up to number 10, and I like this one, clean out closets and simplify, because there is something that you really feel good once you look in the closet and you see some space in there.
Oh, gosh, that's a great feeling. Simplify your living environment. Keep only those things in your home that you love, that have value, that make you happy, that touch your heart in a meaningful way. Maybe you make an agreement that for 1 month, 30 days, you'll take 10 to 15 minutes every day to clean out a drawer, a cupboard, a cabinet, something. And don't say you'll do it for 2 to 3 hours a day, because you know you won't, and you'll set yourself up to fail. And maybe it will take longer than 30 days, but be persistent, follow through. Every day you make progress, you feel lighter, more motivated to continue that process, and you'll feel more empowered, because, Rick, it's very enlightening to declutter your living space. And most people put it off month after month, year after year. It will change your life for the better and give you more confidence, happiness as you complete the process, and help you feel as though you're walking on air and living with grace.
Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program, Aging Healthfully, Happily, and Gracefully. The 10 tips we talked about are available at our websites, susansmithjones.com, bookstouplift.com. You'll find this great information in one of the 33 books that Dr. Susan has written, Choose to Thrive. And, of course, you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Dr. Susan, as always, a pleasure. Look for you back next month. Another great topic as we head into the holidays. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you. I'll see you soon.
You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.